So the raindrops signify that Mother Bhumi is also crying in ecstasy, hearing the glorious devotional chants of the devotees expressing their love for Radha and Krishna.
Ljubav majke Bhumi koja plače kada čuje ovako zanosno pjevanje u slavu Rade I Krišne.
So this is our last day. And I was wondering if anybody had any questions about anything that we discussed over the last week.
Ovo je naš posljednji dan I ima li neko, možda neko pitanje o svemu o čemu smo govorili posljednjih tjedan dana?
Yes. Give him the microphone, please. Who's in charge of the microphone?
Hare Krishna. Mene zanima, pošto sam jučer pričao sa jednim baktom, Vasaki Prabhu govorio o osmoj uvredi, zapravo preveo nam je to kao praktikovanje svjesnosti Krišne samo radi sebe.
I wanted to ask something regarding the eighth offense, practicing Krishna consciousness for our own sake.
Imamo puno slučajeva bhakta koji imaju životnu situaciju poput bolesnog tela ili možda nekih trenutnih životnog stanja I oni se poprilično loše osjećaju što moraju za sebe uraditi nešto za svoje telo, svoj um, za svoje potrebe.
We have examples of many devotees who are sick or have some problematic situations in life and they have to take care of their bodies and their needs.
I kako da nekako prihvate sad, kako da izbalansiraju to, da praktiku za sebe I da jednog dana nadamo će ponuditi drugima to kad budu mogli ili kako da se oni osjećaju, kako da nekako sebi smire um.
And so how should they balance this? Helping themselves, but also helping others.
Okay, thank you very much. That's a very thoughtful question.
Hvala ti puno, ovo je duboko pitanje.
We have to consider what is our situation.
Moramo razmotriti svoju situaciju.
If we're sick and bedridden,
ako smo bolesni, ležimo u krevetu,
then we can hardly go out and serve Lord Chaitanya's mission.
Onda ćemo teško moći služiti misiju gospodina Čajtanje.
But if we go home back to Godhead, that is also serving Lord Chaitanya's mission.
Ako se vratimo kući nazad Bogu, to je isto služenje misije gospodina Čajtanje.
I'll give you an example. In 1997, when Gaur Govinda Maharaj left his body in Mayapur,
da ću ti jedan primjer, 1997. Godine, kada je Gaur Govinda Maharaj napustio tijelo u Mayapuru.
Then subsequently they had a big ceremony for the departing soul and different devotees spoke in glorification of Gaur Govinda Maharaj.
Tamo je bio, nakon toga naravno bio I obret za preminule duše I onda su različiti bhakte govorili o slavama Gaur Govinda Maharaja.
So, we're talking about the Mayapur festival in 1997, which means it's just the end of the centennial year of glorification for Srila Prabhupada.
Bilo je to dakle u Mayapuru 1997. Godine, dakle sam kraj proslave 100. Obljetnice nakon rođenja Srila Prabhupada.
So one of my godbrothers, Ram Bhadra Prabhu from New York, when he spoke, he said something very, very nice.
Jedan od moj brat po Bogu je rekao nešto jako lijepo kad je on govorio.
He said this year everyone was trying so hard to do something special for Srila Prabhupada.
Rekao da su se te godine svi jako trudili učiniti nešto posebno za Prabhupada.
But Gaur Govinda Maharaj gave the ultimate gift to Srila Prabhupada. He went back home, back to Godhead.
No Gaur Govinda Maharaj je Srila Prabhupada dao najbolji poklon. Vratio se kući nazad Bogu.
And then, face to face, he could say, happy centennial.
I onda mu je u lice mogao reći sretna ti stota obljetnice.
So the goal of our life is to go back home, back to Godhead.
Cilj našeg života je vratiti se kući nazad Bogu.
When we find ourselves in that situation when we're very close to the end.
Kada se nađemo u situaciji da smo jako blizu kraju.
Then all the acharyas exclaim that at that point you have to start making arrangements for leaving the body.
Svi acharije objašnjavaju da u tom trenutku se trebamo pobrinuti da sve što je potrebno da napustimo ovo tijelo.
So when we're making arrangements to leave the body at the very end, that does not mean that I'm doing it for selfish reasons.
A kada sve uređujemo, kada se bliži naš kraj, to ne znači da radimo i to iz sebičnih razloga.
Even Prabhupada at the end, he was just lying on his bed for months and months and months and he couldn't do anything and he was just preparing us for his leaving. It was called the final lesson that he was teaching us.
Čak i Prabhupada posljednjih nekoliko mjeseci je bio prikovan uz krevet, nije mogao ništa učiniti i nas je pripremao za svoj odlazak i to se zove posljednja lekcija.
And in that final lesson he taught us that even at the very end, when we have no energy to do anything and we're just lying bedridden, still we should be fully Krishna conscious.
Čak nas je u toj posljednjoj lekciji, kada više ništa nije mogao činiti, bio je prikovan uz krevet, učio da trebamo biti potpuno svjesni Krišne.
At that time, our every thought, our every word, and everything that we do should be in glorification of Krishna.
U tom trenutku svaka naša misao, svaka riječ i sve što činimo trebaju biti namijenjeni slavljenju Krišne.
Now before that, that was in 1977. Now a year earlier, when Prabhupada was in New York,
to je bilo 1997. godine, kad je Prabhupada bio u New Yorku mnogo godina prije toga.
Many devotees were saying to him, Srila Prabhupada, come to our temple, stay in New York and write your Srimad Bhagavatam. And then other devotees would say, come to Gita Nagari Farm and finish your life's work, Srimad Bhagavatam.
Mnogi su bhakte pozivali Srila Prabhupada, neki u New York, neki na Gita Nagari Farmu i željeli su da ne posjeti razne projekte.
Prabhupada listened to everyone speaking as his bags were being packed.
Prabhupada je slušao svakoga što su oni govorili dok su mu se pakirale stvari.
He didn't say a word, but then he started walking and his servants were following him. This is on the 13th floor of our skyscraper building in Manhattan.
Nije ništa rekao, samo je krenuo i sluge su ga slijedili i to je bilo na 13. katu našeg nebodera.
He was walking to the lift to go down to be taken by car to the airport. Everyone was following him and they were still saying, "Preach, Srila Prabhupada, stay, come and stay in our temple and finish your Srimad Bhagavatam."
Hodao prema liftu gdje se trebao spustiti da bi ga auto doodveo na aerodrom i svi su ga bakte slijedili i molili da ostane i da završi Srimad Bhagavatam.
But it was getting obvious to everyone that Prabhupada was leaving. He wasn't going to stay anywhere.
Mislim da je bilo očito da Prabhupada odlazi i da neće nigdje ostati.
And then just as he was getting on the lift, as it came up and he was ready to go down, he said, "All I want is to die on the battlefield like Arjuna."
I dok je ulazio u lift i spremao se da ode, rekao je, sve što želim je otići na bojnom polju poput Arjune.
Now Arjuna didn't die on the battlefield, but what Prabhupada meant was that you go on fighting. You go on fighting Maya, trying to be Krishna conscious to your last breath.
Arjuna nije umro na bojnome polju, ali je želio naglasiti da trebamo se dalje nastaviti boriti, sve do posljednjega daha.
So when we're lying in bed, sick and almost ready to die, this is when we have our final battle.
Dok ležimo u krevetu pred samu smrt, onda je to naša posljednja borba.
At this moment, our Shravanam and Kirtanam is really tested.
U tom trenutku se testiraju uistinu naš Shravanam i Kirtanam.
Ante Narayanam Smriti, because whatever you remember in your mind at the end is what carries you to your next destination.
Jer čega se god sjećamo na samome kraju, to nas odvodi naše sljedeće odredište.
This is when your mind has to be a devotee and your mind is fixed and solid in hearing about Krishna, hearing the holy name and being absorbed in Krishna Katha.
Tada naš um treba biti, postati naš prijatelj kada je unesen u slušanje Krišna Kataju sveto ime.
Because what happens all of a sudden you can't move.
Jer odjednom se ne možemo pokrenuti.
And then you feel cold.
I onda nam je hladno.
You notice that the corners of your eyes and your mouth become dry.
Suše nam se oči, kutavi očiju i oko usta.
Everyone around your bed is crying and weeping.
Svi oko vaše kreveta plaču i nariču.
And you realize I'm dead.
I shvaćate da ste mrtvi.
The only thing you can do now is chant the Maha Mantra or think of Krishna.
Jedino što vam sada preostaje je da mantrate Hare Krishna i mislite na Krishna.
And if our mind isn't properly trained to do this, we will become frightened.
Iako je naš um pravilno obučen na taj način, onda ćemo uspjeti se sjetiti Krishna.
Death is the most fearful thing for living entities.
Smrt je najstrašnija stvar za živa bića.
I had an experience one time in Bangladesh. I was staying at one ashram and one night I was awakened.
Imao sam jedno iskustvo u Bangladešu gdje sam noćio u jednom ashramu i usred noći su me probudili.
In the place where I was staying, it was just made of chatai, which is just strips of bamboo and a grass roof, so there wasn't much protection in there.
Mjesto na kojem sam se nalazio bilo je ograđeno samo nekim bambusima i nije bilo tu neke zaštite.
The wind was howling and I heard chains rattling.
Vjetar je zavio i čuo sam kako zveču lanci.
I heard way in the distance wolves crying. Hoo!
U daljini sam čuo kako zavijaju vukovi.
And I heard a sound like a heavy stick coming closer and closer.
I čuo sam zvuk kao da se udara neki težak štap koji se sve više otlo, koji se sve više i više bližio.
And I became a little nervous.
I malo sam ipak bio nervozan.
I was thinking the Yamadutas are coming for somebody.
Mislio sam Yamadute dolaze po nekoga.
And it, you know, they didn't come for me.
Nisu došli po mene.
But it made me think of what it is like when you hear the Yamadutas coming, how it's described in the Bhagavatam.
Ali me to podsjetilo, razmišljao sam o tome kako je to. Kako to mora da izgleda kada Yamadute dolaze po nego, kao što je opisano u Bhagavatamu.
Now I'm going to tell you another story that happened in 1995 in Hawaii.
Ispričat ću vam jednu priču koja se dogodila 1995. godine na Havajima.
I was invited for the Rath Yatra, and then we had a beautiful Rath Yatra parade, and then the very next day, the devotees were getting ready to go to a hospice because someone was dying.
Bili smo na Ratajatri i nakon prekrasne procesije Ratajatre bakte su otišli u jedno mjesto za umiruće zato što neka osoba tamo upravo trebala napustiti tijelo, umriti.
They were going to see a famous Hatha yoga teacher who was like very famous in Hawaii. He used to come to the Sunday feast all the time. He was friend of the devotees. He was an expert in Hatha yoga. And now he was in a hospice lying there with AIDS with only 2 days left to live.
Išli su posjetiti jednog učitelja Hatha yoga koji je često dolazio u tamošnji hram. Sada su ga išli posjetiti u tom mjestu za umiruće gdje je umirao od side i prostalo mu svega nekoliko dana prije smrti.
So the devotees were going to go there, chant Hare Krishna to him, read the Bhagavad Gita, and they asked me, do you want to come along? So I said, okay.
Bhakti su htjeli ići tamo, htjeli su mu mantrati, pjevati Hare Krishna, ponijeti Bhagavad Gita, pa su i mene pozvali da idem s njima.
So we arrive at the hospice and there's about 15 of us and everyone goes in the room on either side of the bed and I didn't know him so I stood at the very end of the bed.
I onda smo došli u to mjesto za umiruće i ušli smo u njegovu sobu, bilo nas je 15, stali smo oko njegovog kreveta. Pošto ga nisam poznavao, stao sam na sam rub kreveta.
Now there was a nurse in there and when we came in she left.
Tamo je bila medicinska sestra koja je otišla kada smo mi ušli.
But she had turned on the television and he was watching TV with 2 days left to live.
Ona je otvorila televizor i on je gledao taj televizor pa preostalo mu svega 2 dana do smrti.
So Kriya Shakti Mataji, she immediately turned off the TV and said, what are you doing? You only got 2 days left and you're watching TV?
Krishnakti Mataji je ugasila te televizor i pitala ga, pa dobro, što ti radiš? Preostala su ti samo dva dana, ti gledaš televiziju.
So she had brought a Bhagavad Gita, as it is. So she gave him the Bhagavad Gita and she said, you should be reading this, you should be looking at pictures of Krishna, you should now be preparing for death.
Dala mu je Bhagavad Gita i rekla, ti sada trebaš čitati ovo, trebaš gledati slike o Krišni, trebaš razmišljati o njemu i pripremati se za smrt.
But he was in total anxiety. He said, what about my family? What about my children? What about this? What about that? I'm really concerned. And he was like very not peaceful, unpeaceful.
On je bio jako nemiran i uplašen, brinuo je o svojoj obitelji, o svojoj djeci, nije znao kako se nositi s time.
So Kriya Shakti Mataji said, you shouldn't even think of these things. Let's just chant Hare Krishna and become absorbed in Krishna. So she asked me to start reading the kirtan. So we started chanting Hare Krishna mantra.
Kriya Shakti Mataji je rekla da ne treba razmišljati o tome, već jednostavno misliti na Krishnu. I onda sam ja počeo voliti kirtan i pjevali smo Hare Krishna.
So I was watching and all the devotees were getting into it and we were all chanting Hare Krishna, but he was completely restless. Moving around like this, his eyes looking everywhere, and he couldn't focus, he couldn't concentrate.
Ja sam vodio kirtan i baš sam ga promatrao kako reagira. On je bio jako nemiran. Oči su mu bile isto tako nemirne i nije se jednostavno mogao usredotočiti.
Now he was a hatha yoga master and he only had 2 days left to live. And when I saw how restless he was, two realizations came to me.
Bio učitelj hatha joge i preostala sam mu svega dva dana života i kada sam vidio kako je nemiran, spoznao sam dvije stvari.
The first realization was this, that at the very end, hatha yoga can't help you.
Prva bila da vam hatha yoga na samom kraju ne može pomoći.
The second realization was this, that if you don't practice chanting Hare Krishna your whole life, you're not going to be able to do it at the end.
Druga spoznaja bila da ako ne mantrate Hare Krishna čitav život, nećete to moći učiniti na kraju.
So that's why we're having this workshop, Shravanam Kirtanam workshop, so that we can learn to focus the mind, because at the very end, that's the only thing you have left.
I zato imamo ovu radionicu, Shravanam Kirtanam, da možemo usredotočiti svoj um, jer to nam je jedino što imamo na kraju života.
When you're dead and before the soul leaves the body, all you've got is your consciousness. And if you can't go and take shelter of Krishna Katha, Krishna Leela, Krishna Nam, Krishna Rup, Krishna Guna, then you're finished.
Sve što vam je preostalo u tom trenutku je upravo to. I ako ne možete uzeti utočište Krishna Leele, Krishna Nami, Krishna Rupe, onda je gotovo s vama.
So this morning the class was very diverse, it was very, very instructive, that when we find ourselves in a situation of difficulty, we should always take shelter of hearing of the glories of Krishna.
Danas, jutrošnji stih je bio, govorio nam jako puno toga, kad se nađemo u teškoj situaciji, trebamo se sjećati Krishna.
And what is the greatest calamity, the greatest difficulty that we're ever going to face is death.
A najveća nesreća s kojom ćemo se ikada morati nositi je upravo smrt.
Shastra says that for those who take birth, death is certain.
Shastra kaže da je smrt sigurna za one koji su se rodili.
And as every minute passes, we're getting closer and closer and closer to our final exam.
I prolaskom svake minute mi smo sve bliže i bliže i bliže svome posljednjem ispitu.
The clock is ticking away, tick, 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 and we're getting close. The line to death is getting shorter and shorter, and our term is coming up. And we never know when that is.
Sat otkucava i mi smo svakim trenutkom sve bliže smrti.
One time when Prabhupada was preaching like this to an Indian person, he said, well, I'm very young, you know. Well, I'll have lots of time.
Kad jednom Prabhupada tako propovjedao Indicu, taj mladić je rekao, pa dobro, ja sam jako mlad, predamnom još puno vremena.
He says, I'm not old, so when I'm old, then I'll definitely follow your instructions.
Rekao je, nisam star, kada ostarim, onda ću sigurno slijediti tvoje upute.
Then Prabhupada said, what is the definition of old?
Onda je Prabhupada upitao, koja je definicija starosti?
Old is when you're going to die. So if you die tomorrow, then you're very old today. It's the last day on earth.
starost znači, to je, da, to je kada dođe smrt. Ako umreš sutra, znači da si jako star. To je tvoj posljednji dan na zemlji.
And no one has any guarantee that they're going to live, you know, another 20, 30, 40 years or even 20, 30 days.
I nitko nam ne može jamčiti da ćemo živjeti 20, 30, 40 godina ili čak 20, 30 dana.
So the answer to the question is that when we're at the end, then we have to absorb ourselves in Krishna, and that is direct service to Krishna, so it's not really selfish.
Odgovor je da pri samome kraju moramo usredotočiti svoj um na Krišnu i vratiti se Krišni tako da to u stvari nije sebično.
Because we are fulfilling of the desire of Krishna, which is the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upayanti Te, so that you can come to me. Krishna wants you to come to him. So we're going to fulfill Krishna's desire at that point.
Ispunjavamo Krishnu želju ko želi da mu se vratimo.
Did I answer your question?
Jel to bio odgovor na tvoje pitanje?
Pa, jednim delom da, drugim ne. Pošto imamo jako puno slučajeva baka koji žive po hramovima i koji isto imaju neke neispunjene potrebe. Možda neki brahmačari žele se oženi ili možda neko treba neki novac zaraditi ili jednostavno trenutno ima nekog problema sa zdravljem koji nisu, ono, neće umreti od toga.
In one sense, you did answer my question. But in another sense, you did not. For instance, we have many devotees now who are living in temples, and some of them have different needs. Maybe there's a brahmachari who wants to get married. Maybe someone needs to earn some money, or they have different health issues.
Okay, so now we're talking about young people. They're not thinking they're old.
Govorimo o mladim ljudima koji ne misle da su stari.
Okay, so here's the answer to that question.
Evo odgovora na to pitanje.
There's three stages of chanting. There's the offensive stage, the clearing stage, and the pure stage.
Postoje tri stadija mantranja, stadij u kojima činimo uvrede, stadij pročišćenja i čisti stadij.
When we first come to the movement, what stage are we in?
Na kojem smo stadiju kada tek dođemo u pokret?
The offensive stage.
Na stadiju u kojem još uvijek činimo uvrede.
When we die, what stage do we want to be in?
Kada umiremo, na kojem stadiju želimo biti?
The pure stage.
Čistom stadiju.
So in the beginning, whatever we're doing for ourselves, Krishna understands we're just neophytes, we've just begun. He doesn't expect us to be at the pure stage.
Što god činimo na početku, Krishna zna da smo mi početnici i ne očekuje od nas da budemo na čistom stadiju.
But like I said earlier, in an earlier day, Prabhupada wants us to get off this neophyte platform because this neophyte platform does not give us shelter. We can fall down at any time.
No, kao što sam neki dan rekao, Prabhupada želi da da nadižemo te početne stadije zato što nam one pruža utočište i možemo pasti s njega.
So we have so many things we have to do. We have to earn money, we have to feed the family, we have to get married, we have to do all these things. But all I explained in my class, you do all these things, but you just tweak your consciousness that I'm not doing it for myself, I'm doing it to please Guru and Krishna.
Mi činimo razne stvari, trebamo zarađivati za život, možda se neko treba oženiti, brinuti se za obitelj, ali stvari u tome, kao što sam neki dan objasnio, da trebamo jednostavno promijeniti nešto u svojoj svjesnosti. Umjesto da to činimo za sebe, činimo to za Krishnu.
Devotional service is not performed with the hands, not performed with the legs, not performed with money. Devotional service is performed by our consciousness.
Predano služenje ne činimo svojim rukama, niti nogama, niti novcem, već svjesnošću.
So like Shastra says, whatever you do it in the mood of service to Guru and Krishna.
Kao što Shastra kaže, što god činimo, trebamo to činiti u raspoloženju služenja Guru i Krishna.
Then you're rightly situated.
I onda smo situirani na pravi način.
Just like yesterday I asked, why do you sleep at night?
Baš kao što sam jučer pitao, zašto noću spavamo?
Who remembers the answer?
Ko se sjeća odgovora?
Because Prabhupada told us we could sleep for six nights. So to please Prabhupada, we for 6 hours every night, we sleep for 6 hours every night. So we just train ourselves up that we're the disciple, we're the servant of the Guru, and whatever he asks us to do, we do it to please him and to please Krishna, and this way our lives are perfect.
Treniramo se da smo mi učenici, da smo mi sljedbenici Guruja i Krišne i da jednostavno trebamo slijediti njihove upute i ako to učinimo, naši su životi savršeni.
Is that better now?
Je li ovo bolje odgovor?
Thank you. Any other points? Yes.
Ima još nešto?
Oh, well, who's next? You're next? Okay. Okay, here's the question. The eighth offense is to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as an auspicious ritualistic
activity.
Thing. Whatever. Activity, thank you. As mentioned in the Vedas, it's fruit of activities, karmakanda. So he asked, what about our Babajis who just sit in one place and don't go out and go to serve mankind? That's the question, yeah?
Osma.
Because if we're not preaching, then it's for our own benefit. Okay, can you not translate?
Osma obreda je dakle smatrati pevanje svetih imena jednom od povoljnih obrednih djelatnosti koje su pisane u vedskim spisima kao plodonosne djelatnosti. I sada pitanje je što s babađima koji ne propovjedaju, zato što smo isto tako neki dan rekli da ako ne propovjedamo, isto to na neki način činimo za sebe.
Now we had a couple of incidents in our ISKCON society where in 1975 one devotee named Odalomi Das was diagnosed with cancer and he was going to live for 6 months and Prabhupada gave him Babaji initiation. He told him just chant Hare Krishna.
Imali smo nekih primjera i u našem društvu kada je 1975. godine jedan Prabhupadin učenik kada mu je diagnosticiran rak, trebao je umreti za pola godine i onda mu je Prabhupada dao Babaji inicijaciju i rekao mu da samo treba mantrati Hare Krishna.
But then after a few months, he was following the doctor's prescriptions and everything, and the doctor said, well, your health is improving. It looks like you're going to make it, you know. You're going to solve the problem and not die after all.
No, nakon nekoliko mjeseci, liječnik mu rekao da mu se stanje poboljšalo i da na kraju ipak neće umrijeti.
So he was so happy to hear that he left the movement. He's going to really enjoy it.
Tako je vijest toliko razveselila da je napustio pokret i jednostavno otišao u životi.
So Prabhupada was really upset by that and he said, no more Babaji initiation, finito.
I Prabhupada je to toliko uznemirio da jednostavno rekao, to nema više inicijacija, Babaji inicijacija, to je kraj, gotovo.
And then about 6 months later, the Mayapur festival in 1976, one devotee named Sharma Das was not associating with all the devotees in Mayapur, but he was staying out by the Goshala, sitting under a tree, all by himself, just chanting 64 rounds every day.
No, godinu dana kasnije, 1986. godine, za vrijeme Mayapurskog festivala, jedan drugi bhakta, Sharma Das, nije se družio s ostalim bhaktama, nego je sjeo ispod nekog drveta kraj Goshala i samo mantrao sve te imena.
So some devotees were thinking this is wonderful, and other devotees were thinking this is not what Prabhupada has taught us.
Neki su bhakte mislili kako je to uistinu divno, dok su drugi ipak rekli da to nije ono što nas je Prabhupada učio.
So they brought the issue to Prabhupada and asked him about this, that, you know, Sharma Das is just, he's not associating with anyone, he's not attending any of the functions, but he's just sitting out there chanting 64 rounds every day.
I onda su prišli Prabhupada i pitali ga što je s tim slučajem da taj Sharma Das uopće se ne druži s bhaktama, ne dolazi na programe, nego čitav dan mantra po 64 kruga.
So Prabhupada said he is simply imitating Haridas Thakur simply to attract everyone's attention for his own glorification.
Prabhupada je rekao da on oponaše Haridas Thakura i da to čini samo za vlastito, da ga drugi slave.
Now, what was the result of his chanting 64 rounds a day during that Mayapur festival?
I što je bio rezultat njegovih 64 kruga za vrijeme tog Majapurskog festivala?
Well, I was living in Mayapur at that time, and the next year's festival he never came. The year after that he never came. I never ever saw him again. I don't know what happened to him, but he left the movement somehow or other.
Ja sam živio u Mayapuru u to vrijeme, nije ga bilo iduće godine na Mayapurskom festivalu, niti godine iza toga, i ne znam stvarno što mu se dogodilo, vjerojatno napustio pokret.
Here's another incident. One day I was walking along the hallway in Mayapur, the door was open, and one of my godbrothers was packing up all his bags and everything, so I said, where are you going?
Evo još jednog primjera. Jednog dana sam hodao hodnikom u Mayapuru i vidio sam otvorena vrata i u sobi je jedan moj brat po Bogu pakirao sve stvari i pitao sam ga što se zbiva.
He said, well, I'm leaving. I've given ISKCON a try, but now I'm leaving.
Rekao, odlazim, dao sam ISKCON-u šansu, ali sad idem.
I said, well, why are you going? It's a good question, why?
Pitao sam ga, pa zašto ideš?
He said, well, Prabhupada said to us, work now, samadhi later, but I want samadhi now.
Prabhupada nam je rekao, radi sada, samadhi će doći kasnije, ali ja sada želim samadhi.
So he went to another guru and took reinitiation and became a babaji.
Otišao drugom guru, uzeo reinicijaciju i postao babaji.
A few years later I saw him in Navadvip.
Par godina kasnije vidio sam ga u Navadvipu.
Dressed like a babaji.
Obučenog kao babaji.
Carrying an umbrella and a kamandalu, water pot.
Nosio kišobran i kamandalu, posudu za vodu.
And I asked him, what are you doing now?
I pitao sam ga, što sada radiš?
He said, I'm doing madukari. Madukari means you go door to door begging alms.
Rekao mi je, pa radi madukari. Madukari znači da se ide od vrata do vrata i da se prosi milostinja.
I said, what? That was the service he was given. I said, what have you learned from the new guru?
To je bila služba koja mu je dodijeljena i pitao sam ga, što si naučio od svog novog gurua?
He said, he told me who I was in the spiritual world. He gave me my siddha pranali.
Rekao mi je, tko sam ja u duhovnom svijetu, dao mi je siddhi pranali.
So I asked him, can you share that with me?
Pitao sam ga, možeš to podijeliti sa mnom?
So he said that he was a peacock in Krishna Lila.
Rekao da je u Krishna Lili bio paun.
About 7 or 8 years later, I was back in New York. It was a Sunday feast.
7-8 godina kasnije vratio sam se u New York i bio na Sunday feast programu.
And we were all sitting there taking prasadam, and then I saw this godbrother come walking in. Wearing karmi clothes, I called him over and had him sit down and asked the servers to give him prasadam.
Svi smo sjedili, uzimali prasadam i vidio sam tog brata po Bogu kako je ušao. On je sjeo i onda smo mu ponudili prasadam.
I asked him, what are you doing here? Where are you going? So he told me that he was going back to Canada because he was Canadian. And he was going to go to university and he was going to get his PhD.
Pitao sam ga što radi i gdje ide, rekao mi je da se vraća u Kanadu, jer je Kanađanin i da će nastaviti školovanje i da će doktorirati.
So we were very friendly and after prasadam he thanked me for a nice association and he got up and started to leave.
Prijateljski smo razgovarali i nakon prasadama on je, ugodno smo razgovarali, nakon prasadama on je ustao i spremao se otići.
And then I said to him, aren't you going to wash your hands and mouth after eating?
Pitao sam ga, zar nećeš oprati ruke nakon jedenja?
And he said, yeah, you're right, I've completely forgotten my sadachar.
On je rekao, da, potpuno sam zaboravio svoj sadachar, upravo si.
Anyway, he did go to the university, he did get his PhD, and now he's a professor teaching comparative religions. But that's what happens when you don't follow the instructions of Prabhupada and you go out to try to become a babaji, and that's what happens.
On je istinu otišao na sveučilište, doktorirao i sada predaje komparativnu religiju, ali to se događa kada ne slijedite Prabhupadine upute.
Now what about Gaur Kishore Das Babaji?
Što je Gaur Kishore Das Babaji?
That's what he wants to know.
To njega zanima.
Jagannath Das Babaji? All of these other babajis.
Jagannath Babaji, mislim tim drugim babajima.
Well, they are the bona fide babajis.
Oni su vjerodostojni babaji.
Then there's the unbona fide ones.
No, postoje i oni nevjerodostojni.
The ones who travel to the different villages, give Krishna Katha, and then ask the householders to bring their young teenage girls so he can initiate them into Ras Lila.
Oni koji, koji propovjedaju po selima i onda mole ljude da im daju svoje mlade tinejdžerske djevojke i da ih onda iniciraju u Rasa Lilu.
This is going on.
To se zbiva.
Now, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was instructed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur to take initiation from Gaurkishore Das Babaji,
kada je Bhaktivinoda Thakur dao instrukciju Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati da uzme inicijaciju Gaurkishore Das Babajija.
At that time, Bhaktisiddhanta was considered the greatest scholar and astrologer in Bengal.
Bhaktisiddhanta se u to vrijeme smatrao najvećim učenjakom i astrologom u Bengalu.
And Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj was illiterate. He couldn't even learn, he had never learned to read or write.
A Gaurkishore Das Babaji je bio nepismen, nikad nije učio pisati i čitati.
But immediately, Bhaktisiddhanta took the humble position.
And went
and asked him for initiation. And he realized that his chanting was the greatest service because his chanting was to purify the entire planet.
I Bhaktisiddhanta je odmah uzeo ponizan stav. On je uzeo inicijaciju i onda je shvatio da je njegovo mantranje može pročistiti čitav planet.
So he wasn't committing an offense because it wasn't a fruit of activity for himself, but he was doing it as his service to Krishna to purify the atmosphere of this planet with his pure chanting of the holy name to prepare the way for many devotees to also become, have a chance to connect with that energy and be attracted to the holy name.
On to nije činio za svoju dobrobit, on je mantrao Hare Krishna kako bi pročistio atmosferu svijeta i pripremio ga za dolazak mnogih bhakta koji će također pjevati sveto ime.
So again we have to look at every different situation before we come to our conclusion. This is called Deshkal Patra. You have to discriminate according to time, place, circumstance and the person.
Prije nego donesemo bilo kakav zaključak, trebamo razmatrati stvari pojedinačno prema Deshkala Patri, odnosno mjestu, vremenu, okolnostima i osobama u kojima se radi.
The ten offenses are instructive for people who are in the offensive stage of chanting.
Devet uvreda je da dajemo upute osobama koje su na uvredljivom stadiju mantranja.
For those who are making advancement to the Madhyam platform, then there's the ten benedictions. They focus on the ten benedictions.
Za one koji su na Madhyama razini, oni su sretočeni na deset pogodnosti, deset dobrobiti.
Does that answer your question? Thank you, Hare Krishna. Someone at the back there, this gentleman here.
Često se govori o svetu imenu gospodina, a kaže se svetu ime je Krishna.
It is often said that the holy name is Krishna.
Well, often, it's 100%.
Često, pa 100%.
To znači da ja nemam trans svetu ime gospodina, nikada.
Does it mean that I'm never chanting the holy name of the Lord?
Nikad nisam vidio Krishna.
Because I never saw Krishna.
Okay. In English we have a saying, seeing is believing.
A u engleskom postoji izreka koju bismo mogli prevesti, vidjeti znači vjerovati.
Prabhupada never accepted that.
Prabhupada to nikad nije prihvaćao.
Prabhupada said hearing is believing.
Prabhupada je rekao slušanje je vjerovanje.
That's the first point. Second point. Second point is when the devotee, when people would say, do you see Krishna directly? Prabhupada always said yes.
S druge strane, kad bi ljudi pitali Prabhupada da li stvarno vidi Krishna, Prabhupada bi rekao da.
Now do we see Krishna directly?
Vidimo li mi izravno Krishna?
If someone asks you, do you see Krishna directly, what do you answer?
Da vas netko pita, da li vidite izravno Krishnu, što biste vi odgovorili?
Who answers no?
Tko bi rekao ne?
Okay. Who answers yes?
A tko kaže da?
Okay, will the yes people please tell the no people
that
how they see people Krishna directly?
Vi koji ste rekli da, recite onima koji su rekli ne, kako to izravno vide Krishna?
There they are, right there.
Božanstvo su sam Krishna.
If you look at these deities and you think it's not Krishna, then Krishna reciprocates exactly that way. Yayata mam prapadyante, and it's not Krishna for you.
Ako vidite ova božanstva i njima ne vidite Krishna, da će Krishna tako vama uzvratiti.
But if you see that this is directly Krishna and you approach the deity with love and care and attention exactly as it was Krishna, Krishna reciprocates exactly that way for you also. Yayata mam prapadyante.
No, ako vidite Krishna u njima, ako im prilazite s ljubavlju i predanošću, onda će vam Krishna uzvratiti na taj način.
To znači da osoba koja na oltaru vidi Krishnu ne bi trebala da ima nikad nijedan jedini problem u životu.
Does it mean that person who sees Krishna on the altar will never have any problem in life?
Okay, that's a good question.
Dobro pitanje.
Obviously you didn't hear the class this morning.
Očito nisi jutros bio na predavanju.
Problems are always coming. The difference is that devotee is tolerant. Tam stitiksha svabharata. We don't get upset, we don't get disturbed by those problems. Problems always come. It's a material world. It's the world of problems.
Problemi uvijek dolaze, ovaj materijalni svijet, svijet problema, ali stvar je u tome da osoba koja ima tu naprednu viziju nije njima uznemirena.
We have to learn to be tolerant. Do you remember that class? We analyzed the whole verse. Trinadapi sinichena tarodiva sahishnana amanana amanadena kirtaniya sadahari. And we spoke about this at great length.
Treba biti ponošljivi, tolerantni. Neki dan smo govorili o stihu Trinadapi sinichena kada trebamo dakle naučiti toleranciju.
And remember what Prabhupada said? That what is the difference between us and them if we cannot tolerate?
I sjećate se što je Prabhupada rekao, koja je razlika između nas i njih ako mi ne možemo tolerirati?
That's the difference between devotees and non-devotees. Devotees tolerate everything. They see whatever comes in their life as the hand of Krishna.
To je razlika između bhakta i abhakta. Bhakti sve mogu podnositi i vide sve u svome životu, u svemu vide Krishnu ruku.
And they know that Krishna will never send anything as a problem to as or an obstacle to, in our devotional service.
I zna da Krishna neće ništa poslati što bi bila zapreka našem predanom služenju.
Therefore, a devotee never sees a problem. Problems don't exist. They are simply challenges. Do you remember?
Stoga bhakta nikada ne vidi probleme. Za njega oni ne postoje. Oni su jednostavno izazovi.
It's not a problem. It's a challenge.
To nije problem, to je izazov.
And by meeting that challenge and overcoming, I make advancement. And Krishna sends another challenge, and this is how I make advancement. It's walking up the stairs. Boom, 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 boom.
Nadilaženjem izazova napredujemo, i to je zapravo naš put napretka. Savladamo jedan izazov i onda Krishna pošalje drugi.
Okay. To znači da osobe koje su digle ruku i rekla su da su vide sve to ime gospodina, to znači da također vide i sebe.
Does it mean that those who said that they see Krishna, they also see themselves?
Znači da znaju ko su duhovno svijet.
They know who they are in the spiritual world.
Vide i Krishnu, znači vide i sebe.
They see Krishna, therefore they okay. See themselves.
Okay, I understand your mentality now.
Da sad razumijem na što misliš.
You have to tweak your consciousness.
Svačam tvoj mentalitet. Trebaš napraviti te klik u svjesnosti.
That spiritual realization is a process.
Da je duhovna spoznaja proces.
It's not that I either see Krishna or I don't see Krishna.
A nije da ono, ili ću vidjeti Krishna ili ga neću vidjeti.
I'm either 100% Krishna conscious or I'm in Maya. It's not like that.
Ili sam 100% svjestan Krishna ili sam u Maji. Nije to tako.
It's a gradual process.
To je postupan proces.
Try and remember that and focus on that, and that'll solve your problems of understanding some of these points.
Pokušaj se sretočiti na to, razmišljati o tome, to će riješiti tvoj problem razumijevanja tih nekih stvari.
You know, we've all heard the story of Buddha. He sat there and all of a sudden, boom, he was fully enlightened. That's not, doesn't happen to us, okay?
Svi smo čuli priču o Budi koji je sjeo i dostigao trenutno prosvjetljenje, ali to nije slučaj s nama.
Even when we fall in love with another person, you meet your husband or your wife and you associate and gradually the love builds. The love builds more and more. It grows deeper and deeper. You don't all of a sudden go from I just met you to like 100% full love and devotion. It just doesn't happen.
Čak i kad se zaljubimo, to odnos raste i ljubav sve više produbljuje. Ne znači da čim se sretnemo da osjećamo tu duboku ljubav, ona se mora razviti.
So if you see everything as a process, that'll be much easier for you to understand these different concepts.
Biće ti puno lakše razumjeti sve ta svačanja ako sve doživiš kao proces.
Is that helpful?
Je li ovo pomoglo?
Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Who else? Someone over there had a hand up?
Još netko tamo digao ruku.
Or not? How much time is that? It's 2:30. Wow, that went fast.
Brzo je prošlo vrijeme.
Our time is up.
Vrijeme nam je isteklo.
Thank you very, very much for engaging me in this Hari Kirtan.
Hvala vam puno što ste me uključili u ovaj Hari Kirtan.
Kirtan means that we're all enthusiastically chanting.
Kirtan znači da svi entuzijastično pjevamo.
So without you, there would be no kirtan.
Bez vas ne bi bilo kirtana.
So this is the last day of our seminar.
Ovo je bio posljednji dan našeg seminara.
And tomorrow we'll be going to Rijeka for the Rathiatra festival.
Sutra ćemo ići u Rijeku na festival Rathiatre.
And then we'll be going to Ljubljana.
A potom idemo u Ljubljanu.
For the Sunday Feast program.
Na Sunday Feast.
And we're going to record some of these songs there.
I tamo ćemo snimiti neke od ovih pjesama.
So, before I say goodbye, I just want to let you know that my wife is here with a lot of CDs. We have 8 different CDs, so this might be some of your last chance to pick up a CD.
Prije nego što se oprosim od vas, želim samo reći da ovdje moja supruga ima puno, puno CD-a, pa ovo možda posljednja prilika da dobijete neki.
So, if you like the kirtan, you can take me home with you by the CD.
Ako vam se svidio kirtan, možete me povesti kući sa sobom.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.